as nutritionists, we need to change for dynamic values, for more flexible values of nutritional requirements or energy requirements. And we need to take principally, we need to take into account the specific production situation. For example, the genetic, the flux, the environmental condition, the sanitary condition, and try to use or consider all these factors into a model to try to representative as more close from the reality, the situation, and use as a tool to make decisions.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with nonlinear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. Kemen invites you to optimize poultry health and nutrition. Dive in at kemen.com/poultry. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at FortivaImpact.com.
Hello and welcome to the another episode of Poultry Nutrition Black Belt. I'm your host, Dr. Pratima Adhikari from Mississippi State University. Again, today we have another guest in our episode. Actually, we have talked already in this program before in a longer version. So I have Dr. Roni Raveros, currently from Sao Paulo University. Dr. Raveros, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Patrina, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here and share a little about modeling and to talk about interesting topics.
Yes, you are very welcome. And Dr. Raveros, I know we have done this episode before in the previous episodes, and we talked about your current role and position, but do you mind going ahead and introducing yourself, what you do currently, and where you're at?
Actually, yeah, I am. Actually, I'm a postdoctoral position in Sao Paulo State University, and I work with energy metabolism and modeling in poultry, different species, broiler chickens and line hens. And also I work with mineral metabolism, calcium and phosphorus specifically for line hens.
Thank you. Excellent. That's excellent work you are doing over there. Today in our episode, I really, for the time being of under 9 minutes, we're going to cover a little bit on the precision tools and using as a modeling again, and how we can apply that in a nutrition. So pretty much we're going to talk about nutrition as a tool for, I mean, sustainability and those kind of stuff as we go. I really want to start with our first question here. Currently, precision nutrition is largely mentioned. And from this perspective of modeling, what is the fundamental shift it represents for poultry production overall?
Yeah. Modeling and precision nutrition is together. Maybe precision nutrition is more known terminology and is more common, but both is work together. I think the modeling is the fundamental tool for the precision nutrition. And when we formulated thinking on precision nutrition, thinking on cover or meet the nutritional requirements of broiler chickens or laying hens, we need to think how we can formulate it and what value we can use. And in this way, traditionally was used tables as a reference, NRC or Brazilian tables or genetic guidelines recommendations. And generally we use fixed values to lysin or MI or energy. But all this value was generated using models, using modeling. And basically modeling is the first step to development nutritional requirement to determine nutritional values that we use on the feed formulation. And in this sense, I think that modeling actually need to improvements to attend the requirement of precision nutrition and principally in weight of sustainability that we need to think in this term actually as nutritionists.
Yeah, so I know, like, at the end of the day, the goal is, you know, how nutritionists and producers can use these tools for their feed formulation. You know, since they can represent a complex or academic environment, and you know, there are a lot of things in food formulation. So how can these models and models applications go in the way of this precision nutrition? And how do you see, I mean, how much you have seen so far? And how do you see they would directly benefit? I know it's going to benefit, but I just want to know where we're at this moment as a overall industry, how we apply this concept.
Yeah, definitely. When I was started working with models, I was, very difficult, very complex mathematical function. And sometimes, and many people have a scary showing mathematical functions. But I think this is a function of researcher and academic to develop tools, more friendly tools to be used by nutritionists or producers. But definitely we need to simplify, and we need to talk more about models in different environments, in conference or in podcast, for example, and to be say that for nutritionists this is a friendly language, with easy language, that models needs to be implemented and need to be used more quotidianously by nutritionists, by producers, because actually we're using, or more part of the nutritionist using, is static values. And as nutritionists, we need to change for dynamic values, for more flexible values of nutritional requirements or energy requirements. And we need to take into account the specific production situation. For example, the genetic, the flocks, the environmental condition, the sanitary condition, and try to use or consider all these factors into a model to try to representative as more close from the reality, the situation, and use as a tool to make decisions. And I think it's this intention of models help nutritionists to easy and very fast represent the reality of the production and determine more realistic nutritional requirements of the flock.
Yeah, that's a great answer, and that's a really great idea. And thank you for sharing your thoughts on this. And no, I totally agree. We have a lot of, like, modeling has a lot of data that includes juice. So what we can do is really look into the overall and then have a better decision power as well, because then we are not taking an example of one research and one study. Absolutely.
Kemen calls all poultry experts. You already know the key to a profitable operation is healthy, productive birds. Our team of poultry experts are driven by curiosity to develop science-backed ingredients and solutions that help you maintain feed and water quality, improve intestinal health, optimize nutrition, and eliminate pathogens. Learn more today by diving in at kemen.com/poultry to learn more.
So this is a thing, right? The goal of the topic today is mainly using this precision or modeling in the sustainability in the nutrition. So when we see a precision nutrition approach, we always think about environment. I mean, most of the time, of course, because we can measure those parameters like as nitrogen or phosphorus excretion thing. So how modeling, you know, approaches these nutrients aims to support more sustainable production specifically. Can you share some experience or examples?
Yes, definitely. When we think about sustainability, we think it's initially think on environmental, on the environmental impact. But sustainability is more than environmental. It's about economy, and also it's about social aspects. And animal production and poultry production also is closely related with these factors, and we need to think considering all these factors on our production, and principally on the feed formulations. And maybe phosphorus and nitrogen is more more talk because it's more hot topic. It's a hot topic about environmental, but it's more about that. I think it's about talk about raw materials, how we can use efficiently raw materials, how we can implement not traditional ingredients on the feed formulation. Be less dependent from the corn and soybean meal in America and also Latin America and North America. We are extremely dependent on corn and soybean meal, but on different regions, we have other ingredients like a DDG, for example, insect meals in other countries is exploring. And we need to think even to use efficiently and try to reduce the phosphorus nitrogen excretion, also use another resources to be more efficient on feeds utilization. And all that based on how the animal use the nutrient. And this is the principle of the model. Try to understand how if I change corn by sorghum, how the animal responds, but in metabolic terms, and how I can express that on modeling for another nutritional in other nutritionist in other country can be applied in their formulation. And we try to do that with modelings, and but we need to work a lot more because different ingredients, different regions, different conditions, different cultures, it's complex.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Riveros, for sharing your experience and what you have found from your research and all the modeling so far. You know, we are at the very end of our episode. Do you have something to share at the end as we are signing off here shortly?
Yes, I wanted to share with the people that on June we are organizing a symposium about modeling and energy metabolism, and I will have to the people can participate. The event is on São Paulo, Brazil, and it's available on the different social networks.
All right, I'm sure people will watch out and make sure they all can register if they're interested to learn. And thank you, Dr. Riveros, for coming and sharing your expertise. And it's always nice to see you again. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much.